So David HaMelech says, I exalt Hashem as my God and the King. Elokai, possessor. It's mine. HaMelech, the King for everyone. This is the way the Rekeach learns. It's important to pay attention to these nuances in the text. He's my God. We have a personal, intimate relationship. My relationship with Hashem could be different to everybody else's relationship with Hashem. And Hashem is Miyachid Shmai. Dedicates himself and his name to every single Jew, which itself is a revelation of the most immense and intense love of Hashem for each and every one of us. Loving us unconditionally. But at the same time, he's king over the whole world. Balatanya says, even there I realize that I'm actually very, very far from Hashem. He's Uram, he's exalted, he's above and beyond. He's still Elokai, he's still my personal God. So in a sense, Hashem is so near and Hashem is so far. He's so far away from what we can understand, above, beyond our conception of anything we could ever possibly liken him to, because there's nothing in the physical world that comes close to the infinite being. Beyond our conception. Detached from this world, yet at the same time personal, available for a connection and a relationship. It's an amazing thing, Elokai HaMelech. My personal God is the King. The Noam HaGod in one Chassid Shesvarim says you can only really, really exalt Hashem when you realize it's Elokai. And you realize you have a personal relationship with him. As the Pasuk says, Rach Etzchem Yadati. Only known you, the Jewish people. So until we establish and inculcate within ourselves, we have this personal relationship with Hashem. We cannot proclaim him as king over the world. Once I've done that, Ramim Chalokai Melech, then I have a job to do. V'avar Hashem Chalei Lomvod. It's my job to get everyone to know how great you are, how good you are, that all the brachas in the world come from you. And this is what the Sfarner says. B'haydiya midas tuvcha v'chastacha, recognizing, understanding, appreciating Hashem's good, his chesed, his loving kindness, which is even more than understanding, in a way, his infinity. And therefore, my job is to bless you, Hashem. The idea of a bracha, publicizing our awareness of Hashem, enabling everyone to recognize all the good that happens in this world, all the bounty, all the sustenance, all comes from one source. You're the Makar HaBracha. You're the source of absolutely everything in this world. And through doing that, says the Chasam Sofer, through recognizing it, through connecting to that awareness that the infinite being gives and gives and gives. That enables him, so to speak, to give more. It opens up the pathways in Shamayim because the recognition is there for more bracha to come. It's this positive relationship where we recognize it and Hashem gives, we recognize and Hashem gives. So the more that we sing to Hashem, the more we recognize that everything comes from him, the more he'll bless us. And therefore it's a Avarach Hashem Chalei Lam Vayed. I'm going to bless you forevermore.